Today's Mishnayos on Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yod. Today's Mishnayos are being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Rabar Yitzvi, Ben Reb Chana Chendel, the Kozhugla of a Goyen, Hashem Yim Kam Damai. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Shikha, specifically the laws of Shikhas HaOymer and Shikhas HaKama, specifically the law that states that the only time something's considered shikha is if a person forgets less than sasayim. However, if the amount that was forgotten was sasayim, at that point, it's not going to be considered shikha, says the Mishnah. Sa'a tfuah akura. What happens if somebody forgot a sa' of tfuah that was detached from the ground? In other words, he forgot a sa' of shikhas ha'omer. U'sa'a she'ena akura. And he also forgot a sa' of tfuah that was not detached to the ground, meaning it was attached, it was shikhas hakam. So a person forgot sasayim, which is too much, meaning it benefits the Balabayas, it would not be considered shikha, but it was made up of one saw of shikhas ha'omer and one saw of shikhas ha'kam. The same is true if it wasn't tfuah, but rather it was a tree. A person forgot a little bit of shikhas ha'omer, some of the fruit on the ground, and a little bit of shikhas ha'kam, some of the fruit that was attached to the tree. Vashomafur, it was garlic, vabatsomafur, it was onions. Ein mitzdarfen l'sasayim da'aloch is, it's not mitzdarf. Meaning, even though it's one shem shikha, really it's one concept of shikha, and it's all learned out from the same pasuk. So you would think they should be mitzdarif. At the end of the day, it's sasayim. So who cares if it's shikhas ha'omer, shikhas ha'kama? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you can't be mitzdarif shikhas ha'omer and shikhas ha'kama. And if that's the case, what happens to this? Even though it's sasayim, and usually that would mean it doesn't belong to the aniyim, in this case, it's going to belong to the aniyim. Rabbi Yossi says, in bas rishus ha'oni be'emza, if the Rishus Sa'ani comes in between these two Sa'as, then it's not Mitzdarfin. Bimla, but otherwise, Hare Elo Mitzdarfin, then it is going to be Mitzdarfin. Rabbi Yossi holds that really it would be Mitzdarfin. So if you have a Sa' that's attached and a Sa' that's detached, it would be Mitzdarfin to create the Shir of Sasayim, and therefore it wouldn't be considered Shikha. However, Rabbi Yossi says there is a situation where it would not be Mitzdarfin. What is that? If the Rishus Sa'ani was Ba'amza, meaning if there's something in between these two Sa'as that belongs to the Ani, for example, there was leket there. So the leket belongs to the ani. That area in between is the ani's. So then it separates the two saws. And interestingly, the ani ends up benefiting even more. He ends up getting what's on the two sides of the leket. So if the area in between doesn't belong to the ani, so then we look at the whole domain as looking to belonging to the balabayas. The two areas are mitzdar. If you end up with sasayim, Rabbi Yossi holds, even though it's shikhas hakama, shikhas ha'omer, the halach is he's going to end up being the beneficiary. However, if there's something that belongs to the ani in between, that's mafsikit. So what ends up happening? The ani gets what's in between. The ani gets the saw of shikhas ha'omer because that's pachas mikasher. He gets the saw of shikhas hakama because that's also pachas mikasher. The ani ends up being the big winner. Mishnah Yod, Tfuah, Shenitna L'Shachas. What happens if somebody has Tfuah? And the purpose of this Tfuah is that it's going to be animal food, meaning he plans on harvesting it before it's fully ripened. The animals don't need fully ripened food. It's going to end up being Shachas, Maichel Behema, Oy La'aluma, or he plans on harvesting it, and what he's going to do with this Tfuah is he's going to use it to make Bindlech. He's going to use it to tie Tfuah that he has. V'chem ba'agude hashom, or if a person has shum that's growing and he's going to use it to tie the shum. Va'agudois v'hashum v'abetzalim. This is already something else. If somebody has bundles of garlic and onions, so the way people would harvest garlic and onions is they would make small bundles and then the smaller bundles would become bigger bundles. Ein lem shikha. Dalach is all these things are not considered shikha. The truth is the Mishnah really said two things, right? So I think it's worth clarifying. Number one, the Mishnah said, Tfuah shenitna l'shachas oyla aluma v'chem ba'agudei hashum ein lehem shikha. Then the Mishnah said, v'agudeis hashum v'habtzalim also ein lehem shikha. So what are these two things? The first halacha the Mishnah is saying is the only time something is considered shikha is if the tfuah that's being cultivated, that's being harvested, is tfuah that people are going to eat. So if the purpose of this tfuah is to eat, and what does eat mean? Human consumption. That's when you have the halacha of shikha. But if it's shachas, meaning it's Michael Behema, or it's used la'aluma to make ma'al me'malimim, right, to make bundles, so then the halacha is, it's not going to be considered shikha. The second halacha that the Mishnah said is something that we already had, and that is aguda sashum v'habitzolim ein lehem shikha. The only time something shikha is when it's bundled, but it's at the point where you're ready to take it to the goyrin. You're ready to take it into the barn for processing. You're ready to take it home. But if there's more things that are going to be done with it in the field, at that point, it's not going to be considered shikcha. So the agudos hashum va'apitzalim, being that the metzias was, you would make small bundles and then make bigger bundles and even bigger bundles than that. So if it's somewhere in this interim process, somewhere between the first, second, and third echveis nish bundles, so at that point, it wouldn't be considered shikcha. Next part of the mishnah v'chala tmunim ba'aretz. Anytime you have some tfuah that has its head in the ground, literally, it's hidden in the ground. Kegoyin, for example, halof, which the Rav says in the name of the Rambam is a certain type of onion. Vashum, garlic, vabetzolim are also onions. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein lam shikcha." It's not going to be considered shikcha. The chachamim say, "Yesh lahem shikcha." It's going to be shikcha. So we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim in the seifa of the Mishnah, and that is if you have some sort of tefuah that is tamun, it's hidden in the ground. Yes, shikcha or no shikcha? Meaning you forgot it. The question is it subject to the laws of shikcha or is it not subject to the laws of shikcha? Rabbi Yehuda says a chiddush. He says no. Anything that's tamun is ein len shikcha. Chamim argue, chamim say yesh len shikcha. Now, first, just to clarify, what does it mean it's tamun? It doesn't mean it's completely underground. What it means is the part of it that's eaten, the oichel part of this tfua, that's the part that's in the ground. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if something is tamun, the halacha is ein len shikcha. The Rav, quoting the Yerushalmi, says that what's the makar tashitas Rabbi Yehuda? That if something is tamun, it's ein len shikcha. It's learned out from the pasuk of Shikcha. The pasuk says, "Ki siktzar k'tzircha b'sadecha." You're going to be harvesting your field. Sadecha says the Yerushalmi, "Mas sada begaloi." Just like the sada is begaloi, not hidden, right? Can't hide a field. Af kol begaloi. So too, the only time tefuah in the field is going to be subject to the laws of Shikcha is if it's begaloi. Prat l'tamun, with the exception of tamun. What do the Chachamim hold? Sounds like a nice drasha. Why would the Chachamim argue? The Teretz says the Chachamim agree with the drasha. But the Chachamim hold that there isn't just one miut of tamun in the pasuk. There are actually two miutin of tamun in the pasuk. Ki siktar tzircha b'sadecha. True. Ma sada begaloi, af shikcha begaloi. But it also says kitzircha. And kitzircha is also mash megaloi. So you have two miutim for galoi. We know the rule. Ein miut achar miut. Elo l'rabbis. So if the Torah was memayit something twice, it's actually not viewed as like a double bad thing. To the contrary. Miut achar miut, a double negative, is actually a positive. And that's the sheet of the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's one miut in the pasuk. What's the miut? It says sadecha, and sadecha is lema'it shikcha. The Chachamim holds, it's true, it says sadecha, but also says k'tzircha. It's a miut achamiut, vein miut achamiut elu l'rabbis. But the bottom line is, it's a Mishnah. In Mesechtes Peah, it's Perek Vav, it's Mishnah Yod. The Rabbi Yehuda has a sheet. Ma'as sadeh begaloi, so too shikcha has to be begaloi. Prat l'tamun, that if somebody has something that's tamun in the field, it's exempt from the laws of shikcha. We'll just mention the kasha. And the kasha is the Yerushalmi's kasha. The Yerushalmi asks a meridig kasha from a Mishnah that everybody knows. It's a Mishnah, the sixth parak of Masechtas Bava Kamma. It's in parak HaKoynes, Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamadlik es HaGodesh. If somebody lights, he torches somebody else's Godesh. Right? We know what a Godesh is now. It's a heap of tefuah. And somebody lights it on fire. B'hayu by Kalim. And there were Kalim hidden inside the Godesh. V'dolkoy. And it went up in flames. So this person's a mazik if there's ever been one. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mashalam Masha B'toichay, that this person has to pay. He has to pay for the Godesh, and he has to pay even for the Kalim that were inside the Godesh. It's true, you have to pay for the Godesh, but what's inside the Godesh that you don't have to pay? The reason the Chachamim hold you don't have to pay is because the Chachamim hold that there's a miut in the mazik of Esh. If somebody damages somebody else and the medium was fire, it's one of the Arba'ovos Nezikin, if some damage takes place using Esh, there's a Gzeiros HaKosov that says Prat L'Tamun, that anything that's hidden is somehow exempt from the mazik and the Tashlumei Hezik of Esh. Rabbi Yehuda obviously argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Meshali ma'ase b'toich." Now, what's the makar to the Chachamim Shita? The makar to the Chachamim Shita is because it says, with regards to the mazik of Esh, "Ki seitzei Esh u'matza koitzim v'nechal godish oy hakama." Say the Chachamim, "Ma godish and ma kama bigaloi." So too, the only time you're going to be chayef for damaging something through fire is if it too is going to be bigaloi. Rabbi Yehuda argues because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it to Joshua. Frey the Yerushalmi, Lechura, we have a stira, Sayin Rabbi Yehuda, and Sayin the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda, as it relates to Peya, holds, Ein Lahem Shikha, that Tamun is exempt from Shikha. Why is there no Shikha by Tamun? Because it says, Sadecha, and Masada Begaloi, Av Shikha Begaloi. Over here, when it comes to Bava Kama, Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Halacha that there's no Tamun Be'esh, even though it says, Venecha Gadosh Ayakama, Ma Gadosh Bekama, Av Kama, Ma Gadosh Begaloi, you should say the same thing. So too, the only time there's a Mazak of Esh is Begaloi. And the Chacham is also a problem, because the Chachamim hold that Yesh Lahem Shikha. Why Yesh Lahem Shikha? The Chachamim say, because there's a Miyot HaChamiyot. Ve Miyot HaChamiyot Alo the Rabbis. Ki Siktor Ktsircha, one Miyot, Besodecha, second Miyot. The Ktsir is Begaloi, the Sod is Begaloi. And we say, just like those two things are Begaloi, so this is also Begaloi. The Chura, if you're telling me that you darshan the Halacha of Goloi, up ain miyat achamiyat al rabbis in the parish of Esh, you have the same exact thing. He says to Esh, umatza koitzim enecha godish begoloi, ayakama begoloi. It's a freak to Yerushalmi, there's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, there's a steer in the Chachamim, but very, very geshmak akasha. When you learn Bava Kama, there's halacha prat l'tamun, who argues Rabbi Yehuda? When you learn Shikha, it's mamash just the opposite. This one sheet in the world that holds prat l'tamun. Who's the one that holds prat l'tamun? Rabbi Yehuda. The one sheet that holds is no tamun in Bava Kama is the one sheet that holds tamun by Shikha. So first kind you would tell me, ma inyan bava kama, etzel shikha. This is Roim, that's Nezikin, this is Mazik of Esh. Here we're talking about somebody that forgot. This is, oops, that person is malicious. He's guilty of arson. Right? What do the two have to do with each other? They have everything to do with each other because the drosha of the two halachas is the same. With darshini magodish v'kama begaloi, so too, there's a halacha, prat l'tamen. That's exactly what we're darshining over here. Mas sod makzir begaloi. So l'chura, it's a shtark akasha, the Yerushalmi says a teretz, it's a lot of achreinish raid as it relates to that whole Yerushalmi. Ve'ein kan mekoy moy laharach.